Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. I'm glad to have you with us today. Start a brand new book in the Bible, Leviticus chapter 1. Going to read the first four chapters. Lots of chapters about the offerings and what God expects. God is a very intricate, detailed God. And all of these offerings represent for you and I something in the New Testament that we get the benefit of. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, everything that happened to them was for our example, so that we would not fall in unbelief like they did, and that we would be able to walk with the Father. Think about it. When he brought the children of Israel out, he didn't bring them to the promised land. He brought them to the mountain of God where they could meet God. Because if you take them to the promised land before you meet the promiser, then they become lawless. But if you take them to the promiser, then they get the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord with the blessing of the Lord makes a very successful Christian life. And that's what God is doing at Mount Sinai that we just read all of Exodus. So here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer tonight, like we pray every time we come here. It's there in the notes of the program on Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And amen. Leviticus chapter 1. The burnt offering. Now the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tabernacle of meeting, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when any one of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the livestock of the herd and of the flock. If his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own free will at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord. Then he shall put his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. Verse 5, he shall kill the bull before the Lord and the priest. Aaron's son shall bring the blood and sprinkle the blood all around on the altar that is by the door of the tabernacle of the meeting. He shall skin the burnt offering and cut it into its pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put fire on the altar and lay the wood in order on the fire. Then the priest Aaron's son shall lay the parts, the head, the fat, in order on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar. But he shall wash its entrails and its legs with water. And the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Verse 10. If his offering is of the flocks, of the sheep, or of the goats as a burnt offering, he shall bring a male without blemish. He shall kill it on the north side of the altar before the Lord. And the priest, Aaron's sons, shall sprinkle its blood all around on the altar. And he shall cut it into its pieces. With its head, its fat, the priest shall lay them in order on the wood that is on the fire upon the altar. But he shall wash the entrails and the legs with water. Then the priest shall bring it all and burn it on the altar. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. We're going to hear that statement over and over and over and over again, because that's what it was to God. Verse 14, and if the burnt sacrifice of his offering to the Lord is of birds, he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or young pigeons. The priest shall bring it to the altar, bring off its head, burn it on the altar. Its blood shall be drained out at the side of the altar. He shall remove its crop from its feathers and cast it aside beside the altar on the east side into the place for ashes. Then he shall split it at its wings, but shall not divide it completely. And the priest shall burn it on the altar on the wood that is on fire. It is a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Chapter 2. The grain offering. When anyone offers a grain offering to the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it. He shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priest, one of whom shall take it, his handful of fine flour and oil with all the frankincense. And the priest shall burn it as a memorial on the altar, an offering made of fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is most holy of the offerings to the Lord made by fire. And if you bring as an offering a grain offering baked in the oven, it shall be unleavened cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. Verse 5. But if your offering is a grain offering baked pan, it shall be fine flour, unleavened mixed with oil. You shall bring it in pieces and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. If your offering is a grain offering baked in a covered pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. Just so interesting how this is. Mm-hmm. You shall bring the grain offering that is made of these things to the Lord. When it's presented to the priest, he shall bring it to the altar. Then the priest shall take from the grain offering a memorial portion and burn it on the altar. It is an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. And what is left of the grain offering shall be Aaron's and his sons. It is most holy of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. No grain offering which you bring to the Lord shall be made with leaven. For you shall burn no leaven nor any honey in any offering to the Lord made by fire. That's interesting. Verse 12. As for the offering of the first fruits, you shall offer them to the Lord, but they shall not be burned on the altar for a sweet aroma. Offering of your grain shall you shall season with salt. You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt. If you offer a grain offering of your first fruits to the Lord, you shall offer for the grain offering of your first fruits green heads of grain roasted on fire, grain beaten from full heads. Put oil on it and lay frankincense on it. It's a grain offering. Then the priest shall burn the memorial portion, part of the beaten grain and part of its oil, with all the frankincense as an offering made by fire to the Lord. Chapter number 3. the peace offering. When his offering is a sacrifice of a peace offering, if he offers it of the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood all around on the altar. Then he shall offer from the sacrifices of the peace offering an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, the two kidneys, and the fat that is in them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys he shall remove. Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is on the wood that is on the fire, as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. If his offering is a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord, is of the flock, whether male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offers the lamb as his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on his head of his offering, kill it before the tabernacle of meeting, and Aaron's son shall sprinkle his blood all around on the altar. Verse 9, then he shall offer from the sacrifice of the peace offering as an offering made by fire to the Lord, its fat and the whole fat tail, which he shall remove close to the backbone, and the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is on the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys he shall remove. And the priest shall burn them on the altar as food, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And if his offering is a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. Verse 13, he shall lay his hand on its head, kill it before the tabernacle of meeting, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood all around on the altar. Then he shall offer from it his offering as an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that's on the entrails, the two kidneys, the fat that is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys he shall remove. And the priest shall burn them on the altar as food, an offering made by fire for a sweet aroma, all that is the Lord's. You know, all the fat is the Lord's. This shall be a perpetual statute through your generations in all your dwellings. You shall eat neither fat nor blood. It's very, very, very interesting to me. God's intricate,
detail, yeah.
Absolute detail.
Yeah.
He knows exactly how he wants it. He knows every part of it. And every single part of it is every single part of it is important to God. Anyways, here we go. I'm sorry, I had screen flash up and took my attention. Chapter 4. Let me get a different time here. Chapter 4, Leviticus 4. The sin offering. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel. Person sins unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord, and anything which ought not to be done, and does any of them, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then let him offer to the Lord for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bull without blemish, as a sin offering. He shall bring the bull to the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, lay his hands on its head, and kill the bull before the Lord. Verse 5, then the anointed priest take some of the bull's blood and bring it to the tabernacle of meeting. The priest shall dip his finger in the blood, sprinkle some of the blood seven times before the Lord in front of the veil of the sanctuary. As the priest shall put some of the blood in the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of meeting, he shall pour the remaining blood of the bull at the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. He shall take from it all the fat, the bull as the sin offering, the fat that covers the entrails, all the fat which is on the entrails. The two kidneys and the fat is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys he shall remove. As it was taken from the bull of the sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn them on the altar of the burnt offering. But the bull's hide and all its flesh with its head and legs, its entrails and offal, the whole bull he shall carry outside the camp. Ashes are poured out and burn it on wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out, it shall be burned. Now, if the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally, and the thing is hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done something against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which should not be done and are guilty, when the sin which they have committed becomes known, then the assembly shall offer a young bull for the sin and bring it before the tabernacle of meeting. Verse 15, and the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands on the head of the bull before the Lord. Then the bull shall be killed before the Lord. The anointed priest shall bring some of the bull's blood to the tabernacle of meeting. Then the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and seven times before the Lord in front of the veil. And he shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar which is before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of meeting. And he shall pour the remaining blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. He shall take all the fat from it and burn it on the altar. Verse 20, he shall do with the bull as he did with the bull as a sin offering. Thus he shall do with it. So the priest shall make atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them. There's your promise, and it shall be forgiven them. Then he shall carry the bull outside the camp and burn it as he burned the first bull. It is an offering, a sin offering, for the assembly. Verse 22, when a ruler has sinned and done something unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord, his God, in anything which should not be done and is guilty, or if his sin which he has committed comes to his knowledge, he shall bring as an offering a kid of the goats, a male without blemish. He shall lay his hand on the head of the goat and kill it at the place where the skill, where they kill the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest shall take some of the blood and of the sin offering with his finger, put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, pour its blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. He shall burn all its fat on the altar, like the fat of the sacrifice of the peace offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. And it shall be forgiven him. 27. If any of the common people sins unintentionally by doing something against any of the commandments of the Lord, and anything which ought not be done and is guilty, or if his sin which he has committed comes to his knowledge, then he shall bring as an offering a kid of the goats, a female without blemish, for his sin which he has committed. 29, and he shall lay his hand on his head, on the head of the sin offering, kill the sin offering at the place of the burnt offering. Then the priest shall take some of its blood with his finger, put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, pour all the remaining blood at the base of the altar. He shall remove all its fat, as fat is removed from the sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn it on the altar for a sweet aroma to the Lord. So the priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be forgiven. Verse 32, if he brings a lamb as his sin offering, he shall bring a female without blemish. Then he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and kill it as a sin offering at the place where they've killed the burnt offering. For he shall take some of the blood in the sin offering with his finger, put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, pour all the remaining blood at the base of the altar. He shall remove all its fat as the fat of the lamb is removed from the sacrifice of the peace offering. Then the priest shall burn it on the altar according to the offerings made by fire to the Lord. So the priest shall make an atonement for his sin that he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. In Jesus' mighty, awesome name. Now, I know I say it often, but I'm actually going to read you the verse tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, because it's a powerful verse in the New Testament by the Apostle Paul, where he's talking to you and me, and he's talking to us about the children of Israel. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Oh my. Never had this much trouble getting here. Verses 1 through 5 or 6. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant, to be unaware that all of our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses, in the cloud and the sea, all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Verse 6, now these things became our example to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they lusted. They were all done for our examples so we can walk with God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it is time now for the prayer of salvation. Maybe you say, Pastor, I've never been right with God before. Well, here's your chance to be right with God right now. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer. You pray it with me. Sister Leanne will echo me. You join with her. And if you mean this prayer from the depths of your heart, Jesus is going to do a transformation in your life right now. You ready? Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your hands up and just do it. And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now, tonight.
Right now, today.
Thank you, Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand your Holy Word.
Understand your Holy Word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. That prayer just got you into the very first step of Christianity. From this day forward, when you wake up in the morning, when you go to sleep at night, when you pause in the middle of the day for your lunch, your supper, bow your head and just pray. Jesus, I want to walk with you every day of my life. And he's the shepherd. He knows exactly how to help you walk with him. and be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shoot me an email, hzpreacherman@gmail.com. Let me know. Say, hey, Pastor, I prayed a prayer with you tonight. That'd be awesome. I want to hear your story. Give me your testimony. Be glad to hear it. And most of all, I want to help you walk with God. This program is called Reading the Word. I have another program called Establishing Your Faith, and where we talk about faith. Had a powerful lesson tonight for those that are fighting the battle of suicide. Don't ever surrender to those words. They're not yours. They come from an enemy. And that enemy, Jesus, crushes every single day. Well, if I stay here, I'll just keep talking. So until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all every day. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Blog Talk Radio, it's good to have you with us tonight. Sure do love having you there. We want to welcome tonight, what was that country I said?
Iraq.
We want to welcome Iraq with us tonight. Iraq and Germany, the Netherlands, Great Britain, Ireland, Japan, South Korea. We welcome you. We're glad to have you with us. Send us an email, HG, like Holy Ghost, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow, same time and same place, for another Read the Word.